the official last parsha of the year, where it talks about Tanaim, talk about a special takana, sort of like the takana of the Arba Parshas. You have to lay Zechiras HaMalek before Purim, and you have to lay begin Kisisa right after Shchodesh Adar, so a special takana Drabanan. And you have to lay Kvalas, the Kvalas of Mishnah Torah, the Kvalas of Chumash Dvarim, right before Rosh Hashanah. But this Rishon discusses, does that mean that we link Kisavah 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah? It means that we link Mitzavah the week before Rosh Hashanah. This is the official last Sedra before Rosh Hashanah, incredibly, incredibly apropos, and incredibly, incredibly dense. Incredibly, incredibly dense. And according to Ramban, unusually timely on multiple levels. According to Ramban, there are also different periods of time being described over the course of these few psukim, the Parashas Niktavim. In the Perek Lamed, if you have Ramban in front of you, not just the one copy, Perek Lamed, the puzzle will come in a moment to Pasuk Vav, Pasuk Aleph, psukim started talking about Hayoki Yuvah Olecha called Ram Ha'ila, all this is going to happen, and then V'shavta Hashem Ha'kecha V'shamata B'kol. And you're going to do tshuva. The Rabban reminds us in his very brief comment to Pasuk Aleph, "Kares karti ki aparsha azos asida." I've already mentioned earlier that this part of Chumash is talking about the future. Kol inyanei lo hayv lo nivru. What's described here hasn't yet happened. Usually, that's a different use of the phrase. Usually, lo hayv lo nivru means it doesn't exist. He means it doesn't exist yet. Alahim asidim liyo explains. This is going to happen. This is talking about acharis hayamim. This is talking about Acharis Hayamim. And that's why he comments the next pasuk, V'shavta al Hashem Elokecha. So Ramban points out that sounds like he's talking about tshuva, and he says it's a mitzvah plus. Ramban famously does not describe tshuva as a mitzvah. He says there's a mitzvah about how to do tshuva, a mitzvah to say that when you do tshuva, it should be articulated. Should be articulated in a conversation with Kadosh Baruch Hu. Famous discussion, not for now, about is there mitzvah tshuva, not mitzvah tshuva, steer between two lines in the Rambam. It sounds like it's when you're changing, I need to do tshuva anyhow, I need to do the right thing. When I'm changing, here's how I should do it. It shouldn't just be in my mind, in my heart, in my action. It also has to be verbalized. It has to be verbalized in a conversation with Kadosh Baruch Hu. And then it transforms the tshuva into tshuva lefnei Hashem. The Ramban does sound here like there's a mitzvah of tshuva. That mitzvah is not the pasuk of Vidui in Parshas Nasa. The Rambam quotes, here you have the pasuk, V'shavta Hashem Elokecha. So you write in the pasuk, yeah, that's a mitzvah. But he says, but the language, V'shavta, is narrative. It doesn't sound like it's instructions. He says, because in addition to being a tzivui, it's also a havtacha. It's also a havtacha, which the Rambam discusses as well later in Hilchos Tshuva. A seed in Yisrael asks tshuva. That's particularly appropriate for the Ramban, because Ramban thinks that what's being described here is a later stage in Jewish history, when the Torah is telling us that we're supposed to do tshuva. The Torah is also telling us we will ultimately do tshuva. And where does that come from? So that brings us to the next time the Ramban, which I'd like to take a look at inside together for a few minutes, Perek Lamed Pasuk Vav. Because the psukim go on to say, you can go do tshuva. And the psukim use language here. It's not the only time the psukim use this language. Milas halev. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will circumcise your heart. Mor Hashem lokecha et levavcha, levav zarecha. So what does that mean? What does that mean? It's interesting, as you read, we were talking the other week, right, how so often it becomes sensitized, so often in the Rabbanan Torah, he's so Rashi-like in the sense of giving terutzim to kashas that he hasn't explicitly asked, and sometimes we might not have had the kasha, and then you read the Ramban sentence, you realize, taka. You see, even here, the first one, Zeh sha'amru, here, again, per lamed pasuk vav, u'mol Hashem lokech hazvavcha, Zeh sha'amru, bol letaher mesayinus. It's a comment that Chazal had, if a Jew comes to be mitar himself, I put in the first step towards I begin to a process of trying to work on myself, so then I'll have siyata d'shmayim. That we will do tshuva, and once we start working, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help us. Now, presumably part of what's bothering him, I think, is why Mo Hashem Lekach is Vavcha? The Bo Hashem is going to do it? What happened to Bechir Chashas? What happened to Bechir Chashas? So the first thing he says as well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be a Siyata Dishmaya, but it's going to be Begad, there will be a Siyata Dishmaya, but it doesn't mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just going to change us. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us an assist. If we shoot for it, Rebbe Hashem will assist us. But then he's going to take it a step further in terms of the question of Mechir Chavshas. He's about to become explicit about the Mechir Chavshas question. It seems from the Tzukim, Sha'omer ki mizman ha-briya, and Shaval points at the bottom, and he means not just the Tzukim here, he means the Tzukim in Parshas Bereishis. That from the inception of mankind, from when man was infused with the neshama, the yipach ba'apad nishmas chayim, so we have had bechira chavshus. The language of rishus, is of course language that was probably made famous to us by the Rambam, but already goes in parabinah parakev on the tshuva. But he's really quoting Rabbi Akiva at the end of the third paragraph of Pirkei Avos. Harishos Nasuna. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us Bechir Chavshus. And that is what the Ramban, by the way, understands, points out, is what the Psukim, the next paragraph in Chumash will talk about as well. Here at the bottom of the page. Pasuk says, well, Reina Satuf Nech Hayom, as the Chaim of the Tov is Mavis Hara. So he says, Yachazor Lahazirim Oud Lagid Lahem, this is skipping to Tezvah for a moment. We have the rishus, again, not that we have the moral right to do either one, but we have the physical capability in the same sense that the Rebbe Akiva uses it. We could choose to do the right thing, or we could choose to do the wrong thing. We have real bechirchash. Kadosh Baruch Hu will allow us to make good choices or to make bad choices. Now, Pasuk Tezvav, if you're looking at the Chumash, Pasuk Tezvav is right, the next parasha, the next paragraph of the Chumash. That's Ramban probably understands that that's no longer talking about Lasad Lava. That's already back to Zman HaZeh, as we will see right now, as we return to the language of the Ramban in Pasuk Vav. Because he says, yes, Mizman HaBriya, since Adam got his neshama, we have had Bechir Chavshus. To be tzaddik or rasha, that the echo is here of the language of the Rambam, the beginning of Parakeh. V'chol zman ha-Torah came. Very fascinating language. And that is true for the entire period of the Torah. For the entire era of the Torah. The zman ha-Torah. It doesn't mean like el zman. It means zman ha-Torah. K'dei sh'yil lehem z'chutz b'v'chir ha-sam v'tov, v'onesh b'r'tzosam v'rah. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us Bechir Chavshus. What was the point of giving us Bechir Chavshus? So that we can really create our destiny. So we can earn schar through doing the right thing, or we can deserve onesh through doing the wrong thing. Echoes again of what's famous to us from the Ramchal in the beginning of various Svarim, Ramchal in the beginning of Zil Sashar, Ramchal in the beginning of Derech Hashem, Zasunas, and so forth, apparently also the beginning of the Sefer Kabbalah, that's what's known from the footnotes. I've not looked in the Klachkes, but Raya Kaplan did. But Raya Kaplan also points out that this whole idea that's famous to all of us, that Kadosh Baruch Hu chose to create us in order to enable us to, in order to give, to be beneficent, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu organized the universe is that we'll enjoy the Tov that much more if we have earned it. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates a second context, Olam HaZeh, which is not designed to be, not optimized to be a place of delivery of Tov, but optimized to be a place of maximum challenge, an arena of challenge. That idea, and that's why we have Bechir Chavshus, that's why we're in Olam HaZeh with Bechir Chavshus, so that we can, to give us the opportunity to earn Tov. That's definitely made famous by the Ramchal and many Svarim. Rabbi Kaplan, the footnotes to Derech Hashem, points out that very subtly, points out it's already over 1,000 years, that it's explicit over 1,000 years ago in the Munus V'Deis of Sajigam. And the Ramban, in a line, is presenting that as well. And then it goes on to say, that's the Zman HaTorah. The Zman HaTorah, during the era of Torah, we have the Bechir Chavshus, so that we can choose to keep the Torah or not, and that so that our keeping of the Torah is not robotic, but is of our own volition, and therefore are inspired. Aveli Mos HaMashiach, Tia Bechir B'Tov Lohem Tev. He says, that's Zman HaTorah as opposed to Yemos HaMashiach. Mos HaMashiach, post Zman HaTorah apparently, will have Bechira, but choosing good will be nature. That'll be natural. Lo yisavel lahem, let's see some more of what he says, and then we'll think about some of the language. Lo yisavel lahem aleivu masha'inu roiv liyachuz boklam. We're not going to have a natural desire for inappropriate things. V'hi hamila in his kereskan, and that's, says Ramban, that idea, there's going to be a rolling back of the Bechir Chavshus, the Mos HaMashiach. That's what this pasuk is all about. Amal Shem HaKadosh L'Vavcha. It means that there's going to be a fundamental change in the human psyche. Ki achemda b'hat, and why that metaphor? Ki achemda b'hat taiva or l'alei. Desire is an overlay, a distracting overlay on the core heart of a Jew. That's in the core heart of a human being. Umul halev, who shloyach marvloi sadat. So to be malvalei, mean to remove this overlay, it's orless, metaphorically speaking, that remove the chemda and tarna. That, by the way, is that way of thinking about things. It could be the Rabban was thinking about the Rambam's formulation. That famous Agadic Rambam, the end of, I think it's the second track of Hilchos Gerushin, where there's a, I don't know who it was, in Sfardi Beis Medrash, there's a Sefer, I forget what it's called, Oros maybe, not with Cook, Oros HaRambam, maybe it's called. Someone gathered together all the Agadic Rambams in Mishnah Torah. So some of them you expect, especially all the ones that are outside of Sefer HaMada. So you have to know where to look. But this one is very, very famous. I think it's pretty sure it's the end of the second paragraph of Hilchos Gerushin. Rambam is talking about Hilchos Gittin. He's talking about the fact that Mishnayos tells in the last paragraph of Gittin that although the get is only valid if the husband gave it of his own volition, meritzono, but if Mishnah says if a non-Jewish court coerces a husband to give his wife a get, it's not valid. But if a Beis Din coerces a wife, it's Me'usa B'yad Yisrael, the Beis Din forced him to give a get, then it is valid. Rambam says, I understand. Force is force. Why do you care who did the forcing? The Rambam says, you understand. A non-Jewish court means they decided that he should give a get. So that's not meritzono. but if a Beis Din is coercing, an appropriate, proper Beis Din is coercing to give a get, that means they looked at a case and they came to the conclusion this is one of those cases the husband has a chiyuv to give a get. Not in every case that a couple wants to get divorced, the husband required to give a get, but sometimes there are situations, I can involve in details of Hilchos Gittin, where the wife has a right to get. And the din requires the husband should give a get. Din requires the husband should give a get, but he says, I don't want to. So the Mishnah Erechim says, well, kofano so at shiyom ha-rotzani. So we're going to force him, we're going to squeeze him until he says, fine, I want to. Doesn't really want to. And then what happens if a non-Jewish court would do that? It wouldn't be valid. So why is it here? It is valid. Rama says because deep down, at the core of every Jew is a pure desire to do Ritzon Hashem. That the Rav, I think, in a drasha connect that to the Agadat HaMasechta Nida about the learning Torah Kodem, about the Malach teaching the baby Torah Kodem before he comes out. It was still in utero. The Rav famously asked, I understand, like, the whole thing is futile and cruel. Imagine, you're giving shiur, and you know for sure everyone's going to be wiped clean, right? In one ear, out the other ear. That's poor Malach. Right? But seriously, what's the point? And now it seems pointless, it seems utterly cruel. Right? As he's about to get into Al-Mazda, be able to use the story, you snatch it all away. What does that Gemara mean? So Rav suggested, to make a long story short, by the way, the Gemara is trying to say education is what remains when the information learns is forgotten. So you don't come into the world with Torah data, Torah information, Torah knowledge. but you do come into the world with the experience of having rubbed shoulders. My neshama rubbed shoulders with the Torah. My neshama engaged with the Kol Torah Kula. Not that coming with the knowledge, but coming with that encounter. I come in with that. I do come in with it with a preset, pre-programmed connection, interconnection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu via the Torah. Torah is one of the great conduits of connectedness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to Kedusha. That's what that Agadata is driving at. So the Rambam writes, the Rav related that Gemara in Maseches Nida about the fetus in utero to this Rambam. The Rambam says, deep down every Jew wants to do the right thing. Elamai, you go through life, and there's almost like an archaeological dig, like layers and layers of accretion, of distraction, and of chet, and all the pettiness of life, it distracts us, it's really important. So over time, you develop layers and layers and layers of wanting to do the wrong thing that sort of overlays what's really deep down inside. So Rambam says, he writes this in Hilchos, end of the second period of Hilchos Gershon. So he says, deep down, I really want to do the right thing. So non-Jewish court decided that they want to force me to give a get. It doesn't mean that's what the halacha determines. But based in gate of tzach, that I'm okay to give a get, that means that deep down, I really want to give the get. Elamai, but my, I think what Rav referred to as my pseudo-personality, sort of the exterior me, doesn't want to. So, kof rosacho rotzani means we're going to get the, if he's going to say rotzani, the path, and now we're aligning the path with the leg. So that idea is the Ramban, I think, he doesn't quote the Rambam, but I think he sees that in the language of the Pesukim. There's that notion of the core lave and then the overlay of chet, and the overlay of distraction and taivah. So he says, that's mamish, this image. And that's what we call it, milas halev. You have the core, and there's an overlay of an orla that needs to be peeled away. So that's mamish what he says. It says, the chet of the taivah, that's the orla over the actual lave. I think it's hand in hand, all of the karma with that paradigm of the Rambam. And then the Rambam goes on to say, this Kodesh Baruch, we go through life in all mazeh with overlay of chet and taiva and chet and so on and so on. We have to contend with that. That's part of the delicious, exciting, confusing complexity of life in all mazeh. But that's only bizman haTorah. The most time, Mashiach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to perform, so to speak, a milas halev, remove this arla, and where is that going to lead me? The Yashuv Adav, now here they're now finally walking a careful line. Right now, if we would stop right here, it sounds like most of Mashiach, there'll be no Bechir Chavshish whatsoever. It's a little bit surprising, because the Rambam certainly, Paschal like Shmuel, in the Amor Shmuel in the last parish of Sanhedrin, that limos ha-mashiach, there'll be mitzvahs will still apply. I mean, Shmuel says something broader, but the Rambam takes that to mean, among other things, that halacha will apply limos ha-mashiach. So how do you have mitzvahs without bechir chavshus? That's an impossibility. As the Rambam writes extensively in the middle of the fifth paragraph, the Rambam says, well, mi'as ha-lev means it's going to be rolled back, yashuv, he doesn't sound like now it'll be a robot. Yashuv ha-adam bizman ha-hu, human being, humanity, only most Mashiach will be back. If you like chiasmic structure, there you have it. We will be a historical chiasmic structure. We will be back to the beginning again. We'll have returned to Adam Kodem Achet did have the Chir Chashos. After all, he did a Chet. Right? It's empirically obvious that he did have an unfortunate use of the Chir Chashos poorly. So, but Haya Osa, but what does it mean, Adam Kodem Achet? Shaya Osa, the Tiv O, Mashuroi Lasos. Lohilo Birtsono Dor Gahovko. Kemoshe Birash to say the braces. It's got to take a look in Parsha's braces. Maybe when we get the braces, maybe we'll take a look at that Raman. There are many Ramans to choose from. Parsha's braces. He says, by nature, our nature was to do the right thing. We weren't essentially confused. We weren't essentially moving in multiple directions. That's the language he had used earlier, a few ones earlier also, but now we appreciate the nuance. He said earlier, the fourth, fifth line, B'chira b'tov l'hem teva. That'll be our nature. Doesn't mean that we lost the opportunity to, exactly, it's impossible for us to be bocha b'ra, but we'll naturally be bocha b'tov. And it'll have to be something external that will drive, it'll be people nowadays also, we naturally do certain things, but we can develop a second nature. Tev Hasheni, the language that the Ramchal used also in the Mesillas Hashem. So you don't have to do what comes naturally, but it's what comes naturally. So right now, doing the right thing doesn't necessarily come naturally. Mostly Mashiach, doing the right thing will come naturally. There'll be an element of Bechir Chafshis, but the balance will be dramatically changed. Skipping down a little bit, he points out, he thinks there are many, he says the psukim in Yirmiyahu about the Bris Chadasha, so that's what it means. The Christians famously distorted that to refer to the New Testament, Rahman Tzalam. He says the Bris Chadasha, what's this Bris Chadasha? What does Bris Chadasha really mean, Yirmiyahu is describing? So he says that Bris Chadasha means there'll be a new relationship between us and Kadosh Baruch Hu vis-a-vis mitzvahs, because we're not going to bitul yetzer hara. Asos halev b'tivo ma'aseyu haron. He says you will no longer need to train yourself to do the right thing; it will come naturally. And then he relates also to the pasuk, the famous comment of Yecheskel, the lev chadash, hasirosi lev ha'evan mikir b'chem. Take out the stone, I'll give you a new heart. What does that mean? I'll give you a new heart. Sure. It's all the same. Mamash, the same. It's along the lines of the metaphor of the pasuk in Nitzavim. And Tevah talking about removing the arlo off of the lathe, but talking about sort of switching the lathe. But it's the same idea. We'll have a different lathe, meaning, okay, well, Kesh Baruch will do a spiritual, moral, psychic heart transplant. Meaning, we will have a different nature. Halev HaChadash, you're after the number 62. Here, number 61. Chei Neymar B'Yechezgel. Ruach Chadash Ha'etem B'Kir B'Kham. I'll give you a new heart. We'll have a new spirit. But Asisi, it's interesting, grammatically interesting also, the Asisi Eit Asher B'Chukai Te'Lechu. I will make, or I will do, that which you will go in my chukim. Sort of funny. So Rabbi says that means I will make you such that, or I will do such that you will go in my chukim. What does that mean? That's what the Lev Chadash is all about. Lev Chadash corresponds to or will result in b'chukai teleichu. Says yeah, a Lev Chadash yirmoz l'tivo, avar ruach v'chefetz l'ratzon. He adds another nuance to the two phrases that Yechezkel uses. Lev Chadash, like here, has to do with what you do by nature. Ruach, and Ruach is chayfetz and rutz. What are you interested in? He says, fascinatingly, Zeh v'sham rabba seinu, higiyu shanim asher tomar, ein li bohem chayfetz. We're going to be hearing that pasuk from Shem in a couple of weeks, to the end of Kohelas. Days will arrive when you will say, ein li bohem chayfetz. So Pshutcha Mikra, or the Mashal, that's the end of Kohelas, it talks about a different layer, it talks about a person aging and a person in different stages of life, and there's both literal and metaphorical understandings of that. There are also metaphorical references to different ages, Tafer HaViyonah, and so on and so forth. And a lot of interplay, both as Mashal and Nimshal, of the question of a human being aging. But part of one of the layers in which we see it as a Mashal is that it's a Mashal for the trajectory of human history. They'll come to a time, years will arrive, and say, I have no chayfetz, I have no desire. That's what it sounds like. Talking about a person gets older, many taivas get rolled back. But we understand also to be a metaphor, Elimos HaMashiach. What's this point of the metaphor? She'eva, as Chazal said, what's he quoting here? Gemara, the end of Masechet Shabbos. Yamim, she'eva lo zchus v'lo chovah. Yimos HaMashiach, there's no schus and there's no chovah. That again troubles us, as we mentioned earlier. Mamish, there's no opportunity for schar v'onesh. Bechir chavshes is over. Mitzvahs are over. We don't assume that way. We assume that mitzvahs will endure into Yimos HaMashiach as well. It all works hand in hand. What I said before, it doesn't mean it's impossible to be zolcher or to be mischayev. Yimos HaMashiach lo yiyah ba'adam chayfetz. Think about the Pasuk in the context of which Chazal made this comment. Ainly b'ham chayfetz means I won't have chayfetz, you already explained. Doesn't mean I have no b'chir chavshes at all, but I won't have a natural desire for chayfetz. We will have enjoyed the results of the milas haroi. Yaseh v'tiv, oh, once again, by nature, I'll do ma'asa haroi. And therefore, en behem z'chus v'chova, z'chus v'chova tuluyim v'chefetz. So, l'chor, what he's driving at, so just two closing comments. Look at this in retrospect. It sounds like what he's driving at is the idea that Rav Shelah develops in his Ha'aris, or his Shiurim, of the Rambam Rav Yitzchak Shelah from Ma'aleh Adumim, published, among other things, a fresh retranslation of the Rambam's three Agadic Hakdamos in the Pirush HaMishnayos. Hakdama to Mishnah, and Hakdama to Avos, to the Shmona Prakim, and Hakdama to Chelet. I think it's in Hakdama to Chelek, so he points out that Rav Shelah points out in Shiurim, the back of the Sefer, based on the language of the Rambam there, that seems if you try and figure out all these different stages of it, Yimosa Mashiach, Tchiras HaMesim, and Olam Haba, according to the Rambam, Rambam thinks Tchiras HaMesim and Olam Haba are the same thing. Rambam disagrees. But what's the purpose? You have to figure out what's the purpose, what's the value purpose of each stage is. What's Yimosa Mashiach? Yimosa Mashiach is not Olam Haba, for sure. So Olam Haba is yet to come. Olam Haba, that's the ultimate goal. So what's Yimosa Mashiach all that? Olam Haba is the final schar. Again, according to Rambam, that's Tchiras HaMesim too. According to Rambam, Tchiras HaMesim is in between, probably. A third stage, and then you have to figure out what's the purpose of Tchiras HaMesim. But either way, Yimosa Mashiach is early. Yimosa Mashiach is not the end goal. That's how the Rambam opens his discussion in Hakdamat HaChelek. What is the end goal? Some people think it's the ultimate schar is here, some say the ultimate schar is Yimosa Mashiach. Rambam said, explain, the ultimate schar is really Olam Haba. Olam Haba is a different context, as Ramchal describes, as designed for schar, designed for getting tov, pleasure from Rav Ronshal. So what's Yimosa Mashiach? Yimosa Mashiach, Rav Shilat develops. That's Olam Hazeh, but it's a perfected Olam Hazeh. First, Olam Hazeh needs to come to its ideal state. Olam Hazeh is very complicated by design. It wouldn't be the Almighty sign if it wasn't complicated. But Kadosh Baruch Hu was interested in Olam Hazeh reaching its perfected state. But perfected, not Olam Haba, perfected Olam Hazeh. That's Yimosa Mashiach. So in that context, they begin to appreciate also what the Rabban is saying. Yimosa Mashiach, they be Adam Arishan Kodem Rechet. It's not Olam Haba. It's Olam Hazeh. Human beings, even according to Rambam, that Olam Haba is going to be only Neshamas. Yimosa Mashiach is definitely going to be body and soul together, human beings, with Bechira Chavshas, with a psyche, but a perfected Bechira, a perfected psyche. Still Bechira Chavshas, but our Teva will be back to the way it ought to be. And one more thing to think about, is we left hanging before, the language at the beginning, Zman HaTorah. Oh, that's sort of like a funny phrase. Zman HaTorah, we have regular Bechira Chavshas, where internally we want lots of different things at the same time. Internally we're ambivalent. Whereas the Moshe Mashiach will have the capability to do the wrong thing, but our internal nature will be to do the right thing. It could be that language is drawn from a Gemara. It has a Masar, I believe it appears in Masechet Avodah Zarah, that the Gemara says that we have a tradition, 6,000 years of history, 2,000 years of Tohu, 2,000 years of Torah, and 2,000 years of Yimos HaMashiach. So, an interesting formulation. Right, so, a lot of discussion, what does that mean? Rabbi Kiva, the Gemara Chelet says, Rabbi Kiva thought that Mashiach would come, by Shlishi would come, the Galus Edom would end after 70 years. He held that Yirmiyahu's Nevuah of 70 years applied to the second Galus as well. Another Tanam told him, it can't be. It can't be because Yimosa Mashiach only starts in year 4,000, which sounds like the capacity for Yimosa Mashiach only starts in year 4,000. So we know, we have the Masorah that until the year 4,000, which is 240, the Christian calendar, it's not going to be. Since we have at least a century to go. They were in the 130s, the time of Bar Kochba revolt. Rabbi Kiva thought Bar Kochba was a good candidate for Mashiach. It's almost 70 years since the Churban Bayis. They tell him it can't be. It can't be at least 100 years to go. So they tell him you're going to... you will not live to see Mene. It's not going to happen to say Rabbi Akiva unless you live a really long time. It's not going to happen in your lifetime. So that's Himos HaMashiach. But it's fascinating that we use the language of 2,000 years of Torah and then 2,000 years of Himos HaMashiach. So I mean, Torah ends. So I'm saying Himos HaMashiach only starts after the year 4,000. I mean, the capacity of Himos HaMashiach only starts the year 4,000. What does it mean that Torah ends? Chazanish, I think, talks about the year 4,000 is around the time of Chassidus and Mishnah, and maybe there was a very significant change then. We still learn Torah, we still have Masorah, but maybe there was somehow a drop down. It could be the Ramban is dealing with that question also. It sounds a lot like the language of Zman Torah, as opposed to Yimos HaMashiach, that it sounds like that the Ramban is borrowing the language of that Masorah of the Gemara. In which case, if Yimos HaMashiach means that's when Yimos the time when Yimos HaMashiach could start, it could be that you understand as Shittah 2,000 years of Torah, I mean 2,000 years that will certainly be Zman Torah in the sense of a Zman of full Bechir Chavshis, a Zman when Torah applies in its fullness. As opposed to the next 2,000 years, which might be a Hemshech of Zman Torah, or might at some point the Zman Torah, as Ramban puts it, will end, will transition to Yimos HaMashiach. It certainly strikes one that the language of Zman Torah is probably rooted in that Gemara. And again, the Ramban said, Torah will continue to apply, but we will have Bechira, but it'll be a muted, mitigated Bechira. We'll have Bechira, but we'll, by nature, do the right thing. We'll have to go out of our way to do the wrong thing, as Adman Chava did. And that's why it says at the end, I don't know if it means there'll be no Sechar V'Onesh, or that there'll at least be a far more drawn down Sechar V'Onesh, because we'll have less Lufum Tzar Adra. So if Limos HaMashiach, it's easy to do the right thing, it's hard to do the wrong thing, so we'll get far less Sechar to do the right thing, because that comes natural. But that puts everything into perspective. And then, as I said before, then the next parasha, the very end, the closing paragraph of Nitzavim, now the Torah comes back to say, but remember, right now, that's what the Torah says, Hayom, Pasuk Tezav, Hayom, right now, you are in Zman Torah, right now you have full Bechir Chavshas, and both Drachon Rav Lepanecha, you have a desire to do the right thing, you have a desire to do the wrong thing, and recognize that your choices will matter, and Tov will lead to Chaim. And that is what we look forward to, Mitzvah Hashem, that we should be written the Sifra and Shal Tzadikim in the coming year.